Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines on the 10th of October with me, Alex Richardson. This is a place where we dive a bit deeper into some of the stories that have been making headlines today, and also hearing from our reporters as they cover stories across the country. We're coming up and we're in Manchester for the funeral of Ricky Hatton.
The man of the people, a local lad who's done good.
We also speak to Keira Knightley about murder mysteries.
I always see it coming, and my husband gets so angry at me that I now, and I so want to tell what I think is going to happen.
We start with a story from Manchester, and the whole city's come together alongside faces from the world of sport today to say a final goodbye to Ricky Hatton. The world champion died at home in Hyde, aged just 46 last month. Our regional correspondent Victoria Glover has this report.
Many mourners are only just heading home, or perhaps to the pub. But this celebration of Ricky's life started before 10 o'clock this morning at his local in Hyde. His sense of humour was reflected in the cortege, which included the Reliant Robin from Only Fools and Horses. It travelled a 13-mile memorial route. We saw doves released into the sky, his fans out in force at every stop.
Just the man of the people, a local lad who's done good.
He's just been such an important person in Hyde.
Most people, that when they get money, they go off to big posh places. He put Hyde on the map. He was just a lovely man.
At Manchester Cathedral, it was a who's who of the boxing community. Huge names like Frank Bruno, Tyson Fury and Amir Khan. And one man whose voice narrated every one of Hatton's fights, commentator Ian Dark.
What Ricky did, I think, you know, you can see from the reaction around here, the number of people, this is the cathedral they booked for a lad who was, you know, started off being the worst carpet fitter in Manchester. Look, you know, the kind of response here.
Well, Ricky's pale blue coffin took one final journey after the service to the Etihad Stadium, but even the red half of Manchester pulled on a blue shirt to pay their respects, a city united for a boxing legend who's left an indelible mark on so many.
Next, and a major suicide prevention campaign has finished in London today, marking World Mental Health Day. The Baton of Hope tour has visited more than 20 places across the country on its journey. Our reporter Claire Bode was there at the finishing line today.
I'm following the baton on its journey through central London, and I'm surrounded by those whose lives have been affected by suicide, either losing loved ones or suffering themselves with mental health. And it's clear to see the emotions in this campaign. Everyone here is wearing a t-shirt with the pictures of family members who have died by suicide. Earlier, I spoke to campaigner Sally Orange about why she's gotten involved.
So I struggled myself very severely, very nearly took my life in 2013, but I now have a much better understanding of the ripple effect that suicide can have on other people, and I feel very passionate that I never want anyone else to get to the same point that I did, and that they get help before then. To see other people that have been there and have then come out the other side, it's just that little inkling of maybe there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And suicide, sadly, is a permanent solution to a very temporary problem.
This year's campaign has travelled across the UK and will finish later today with a Hope Can Help concert this evening.
We move on to an animal story now. You know we love those from Behind the Headlines. And across the country, people are being told to take extra care in forests and woodlands this month and into summer next, into what's considered a sensitive time for deer. Areas tend to see an increase in deer due to its being deer rutting season, with males fighting for the females' attention. And our reporter Elliot Burrow has been to Worcestershire's Wyre Forest for us to find out more about it.
If you are like me, you might be wondering just what that was, probably thinking nothing too dramatic, but actually this is the sound of male deer fighting.
You can hear the antlers clashing and crashing. You can hear the bucks calling. It's quite a unique sound.
You could see just through the bushes these two massive deer battling away. Another small one actually coming to about 20 metres in front of me. Graham Hawes, one of the forest rangers here, he says it's an unbelievable sight.
It's just a fantastic natural spectacle that can be enjoyed from quite a long distance away because it has so much impact.
Well, this fight is over. We have a winner who chased off the other deer, and people are being asked just to stay out of the small forest areas to give them space.
Next next. We've got a story all about a fair, and I've worked in Hull before, so I know what a big deal this is in the area of East Yorkshire. One of Europe's biggest travelling fairs is officially open in Hull for its 731st year. That's massive. The Lord Mayor's already rung the bell on a waltz ride, kicking off celebrations across 16 acres of Walton Street. Our senior reporter, Rebecca Cornby's been having fun at the fair.
The air is filled with the smells of candy floss, hot dogs and all the classic fun fair treats as crowds start to come in. Well, earlier the parade arrived led by the City of Hull Pipe Band, and the Lord Mayor travelled in a vintage steam car before ringing the bell to open it. Matthew Dowse is the chairman of the Showman's Guild.
Hull Fair is always the highlight of the fairground calendar throughout Yorkshire and the north east of England.
We could just hear the excitement as people head in for brand new rides like Psycho, Skyfall and the Big Ben Tower.
We've got a farming story next with a robotic twist, one you might not expect to find on something like Country Farm perhaps. But today we can exclusively reveal works underway to build the first human-sized robotic farmer. The University of Plymouth's already made robotic dogs to help with things like soil testing and sampling. Jake Shaw Sutton, a lecturer in applied robotics, spoke to our chief reporter Andrew Kay.
So over the past few years we've been deploying robots over farms, all with a custom system that recognises 500,000 different plant, animal and insect species to really create that whole map of what is the health of the landscape above the ground and below the ground. And part of that trial was really testing, okay, are legged robots feasible ways of deploying these? That trial has actually been successful. Legged robots, they're not just feasible, but the technology's there where we can take that a step further. So rather than creating our small quadrupeds, so robotic dogs, we're now moving into the full design and build of a full height humanoid. And that humanoid will be carrying the same sensors, being able to navigate around on farms and actually interact with gates, handles and more difficult areas that have been designed just for people to go through.
So we're talking about robotic farmers, or is that a step too far?
I would say they're still robotic handlers. They're ones that you can send out to do tasks that otherwise wouldn't be completed. Because at the end of the day, every robot, no matter how sophisticated it is, it's just a tool. It's like an electric screwdriver for a carpenter. It's down to how you choose to use that, where the actual benefit comes from. We're just trying to push the technology ahead and ensure all of it remains open source so it's accessible to absolutely anyone.
We head to Wales now for a political story, and there's been a big news story unfolding there today. The leader of Plaid Cymru has been making his case to be the next First Minister as the party gathers in Swansea.
He's a statesman. He speaks very well.
He's incredibly charismatic.
Party members speaking to us with elections in Wales less than a year away, and our reporter George Simons is there.
A seismic shift in our politics lies ahead. Change now seems inevitable, and of course it's long overdue.
For the first time, polls put Plaid Cymru in front of Welsh Labour for the next Senedd election. Today, Rhun ap Iorwerth addressed his members, announcing a new childcare offer for all children from 9 months to 4 years old. But polls place Plaid only slightly above Reform and Welsh Labour. Their leaders told me his party are ready to govern.
We're 6 or 7 months away from an election that could, you know, see a change in leadership in Welsh Government for the first time in the history of devolution. Now, what Plaid Cymru is offering here is a new leadership for Wales. A new energy, a new set of ideas.
Welsh Labour say Plaid are making promises they can't keep. And Reform told us Plaid is determined to make Wales a nation of sanctuary for refugees and asylum seekers.
And we end with an entertainment story, because why not? It's a Friday. And I'm always looking for something to watch on telly at a weekend as well. Keira Knightley's got a new murder mystery out, The Woman in Cabin 10. Our entertainment reporter, Olivia Marks, caught up with Keira and her co-star, Guy Pearce, to find out more about it.
How good are you guys when it comes to solving, like, murder mysteries?
I'm terrible.
Yes, completely awful.
Yeah, I'll watch something and my friends are like, we saw this, like, 10 scenes ago. Like, really? Wow, okay.
Oh, do you have that thing where you can't get, you can't?
Yeah.
I always see it coming. And my husband gets so angry at me that I now, and I so want to tell what I think is going to happen, that I have to write it down on a piece of paper and hide it. So that at the end I can go,
wow, okay.
I knew.
What a funny game to be playing.
Yeah, it is, or with myself.
The thing I used to do with my ex-wife, we used to watch films and we'd guess what was their audition scene. they'd have a scene and you go, that was the audition.
And how do you find out whether you were right or not?
Well, I guess you can't find out, but you just
it's a good game, though. Yeah, game. That one.
Yeah.
And you can find out more on these and other stories on the news pages of our radio station websites. Don't forget to come back here on Monday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the Rayo app. A new episode of Behind the Headlines is uploaded every weekday evening.